Hey guys, Kiel Stokes here. Welcome back to the Trading Coach Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about a subject that every trader has gone through and a battle that every trader has fought or will fight at some point in your trading career. Now, before we hop in, today's episode came from an awesome conversation that we had in our live trading room, which makes me want to remind you, come and join us. We have a New York session. We have a London session. We run them 3 times a week. Join myself, join Jason Greystone, join a great community of traders on a daily basis as we stroll around the markets looking for trading opportunities, breaking down charts of all different types of markets, and of course, having awesome trading and sometimes non-trading related conversations. It's all available with your risk-free 14-day trial at www.tier1trading.com. So just head over to the site, sign up. There's no risk, no auto bill, anything like that. Just get in the live room and come connect with a great community of traders and some great coaches as well. All right, let's hop in. Target two, of course, we recommend that you guys measure out and test all different types of targets, right? Test the 382, test the 50%, test the 618, test the 786. Look at the numbers and see which gives you the best balance between win percentage and profitability, because their balance does matter. Balance does matter. Sometimes it is better to profit less and win more. For some people, it's okay to win less and profit more, right? You gotta know your threshold. Again, when we look at trading, we're always talking about finding this psychological balance, right? Where we go into trading, and I think many of us go into trading and we're like, you know what? My job is to make as much money as possible, right? Let me ask you guys this and be honest. So when you first got into trading, was your mindset kind of like, I'm going to find a system that can make me the most money and I will do it? Maybe you guys are more knowledgeable than I was. But Paul says yes. Yeah. Ann says yes. Raphael says yes. Yeah. I think that's common, right? It's like, hey, let's find a system strategy. You know, not like a get rich quick one, but like, I'm going to find the one that can maximize my profits. Because again, that is the job of business, right? The job of the business, we think, is to maximize our profits. Now, I've learned in my business ventures that, and also thanks to Marcus Lemonis. Any of you guys watch the show The Profit? Really good show. I used to love the show called The Profit. That helped me a lot as a business person because, really good show. As a business owner, I thought, you know, because this is what you're taught in school, right? Maximize profit. But then you look at businesses that do that, and those are like some of the most scammy, scumbag businesses out there where it's like, hey, you've got a woman working for you. She's got 5 kids. And it's like, oh, you're laid off. And it's like, dude, you're not even worried about her situation. It's cutthroat. Like, look, that's not a person, that's an employee. And, you know, to each his own in how you want to handle your business. But what I loved about Marcus Lemonis, and this helped my trading as well, is he focused on the 3 P's, right? Profit was there, but it was last. Before those two were process and people, where your good businesses have the right people, you do right by those people. Obviously, you have a right process. That process is what's going to allow you to make the profits, and profits comes as a result. But it was never a situation, and don't get me wrong, he tried to maximize his businesses or the businesses that he came in and helped, but it wasn't a situation where profits was first, where it's like, hey, I'm putting profits over having the right people, right? And I learned that in businesses, in our businesses as well, especially with real estate, is like, you know, we made it our mission statement. We're not just trying to be out here and be, you know, scumlords? Is that what it's called? Scumlords? Real estate owners, landlords that just like do the bare minimum and charge the highest rent. We didn't want to be that, slumlords, right? We wanted to give opportunities to low-income families. And if that meant, you know, hurting our bottom line a little bit and giving opportunities, and that was us. We wanted to help people bridge the gap between their current situation in home ownership, help fix their mortgage, help fix their credit and stuff like that, and put them in positions where they can be first time home buyers. And that's what we were passionate about. And that took some sacrifice from a monetary perspective. But we were worried about the people first. And in trading, there's that balance as well, because we all want to maximize profits. But there's that big dark cloud of trading psychology, which no one thinks matters until we actually like start trading and you realize it matters the most. And you have to understand, and you usually find this out the hard way, all of us have a threshold. So you speak to Jason Greystone, he'll tell you this, right? Jason Greystone needs to win more than he loses, right? He needs to win more than he loses. So if he's trading a strategy, if that strategy doesn't win 51% of the time, guess what Jason doesn't do? He can't trade it, because that's his balance point. And everyone's a little bit different. So I can say, like, hey guys, if you trade a Gartley pattern, and if you take targets at the 786, that is the most profitable way to trade it. But your win percentage is only going to be 25%. Some of you out there, sickos, are going to be like, hell yeah, 25%? Let's do that. Let's make the money, Keel. I don't care about losing. I don't care about missing 3 out of every 4 shots. That 4th shot is money, baby. Ka-ching, right? And that's okay. Some of you guys will try that, and you'll talk all that talk, and then you'll melt down when it happens because you realize that you can't lose. You can't be like Muhammad Ali and be in the corner and get punched in the face all day just to land one shot, because that's a very hard thing to do, and you'll blow your accounts and lose money or go back to the drawing board. And then you'll realize, like, hey, okay, well, I need to win more than 25%, right? We talked about earlier that urge that needs to be fulfilled, the dopamine hits, right? We need those. We need to be happy. Like, we need confidence. And maybe 25% doesn't give you enough confidence. But maybe 40% does. Yeah, some of you are suckers for punishment. There's this kid on my kid's soccer team, man. He's a sucker for punishment. There's always that one crazy kid, right? We got this one crazy kid where, like, you know, he's running and he gets, like, knocked down, like hitting the head right in front of me. I'm like, ooh, these kids are like 8 years old, 9 years old. And he gets up and just like has this Joker like sick smile. And I'm like, yep, that's the crazy one. I'm like, I don't know why he's looking at me. He must have recognized crazy, but he's looking at me like running back. After he gets knocked down, like blown up, knocked down on the ground, just gets up like, I'm like, sheesh. Like, yep, that's the one. That is the one, right? So some of you guys are like that. But some of you guys, you start to realize, like, hey, my balance is this. And it takes time to figure that out. Some of you may know, some of you, it may take experience of losing, be honest with you. You know, again, this is where backtesting comes into play, because backtesting doesn't simulate it exactly, because there's nothing that simulates the winning and losing of live money. There's nothing that pulls on those emotional cords the same way. But I can tell you this, if you're backtesting and you're taking and you notice you have like a 35% win percentage, excuse me, and if you're feeling the pain during backtesting and getting nervous and weird, that's probably a sign that it's going to be even worse in real life. So when you're backtesting, and this is why I like manual backtesting versus automated backtesting, because you get a chance to feel some of those emotional red flags. Where it's like, you took 5 trades in a row, you're like, oh man, that feels kind of, okay. 10 trades in a row, oh, right? Now you know, like, okay, I probably can't handle this in real life. And you need to opt for a strategy or a way of trading your strategy that gives you a higher percentage. Now, I would also tell you this, right? It does change over time. It does change over time. So I noticed this with myself as I started trading the DKC last year, which DKC had a very low win percentage. It was, you know, I would always say my threshold was like 40 is what I thought, right? In my personal trading, I'm anywhere between 45 and 55. That's where I range, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm cool. 40 is probably my floor. Like, I don't want to do anything under 40. And I did the DKC. And the DKC double Keltner channel strategy was mid-30s to high 30s, like 35 to 38 with most pairs, right? which was lower than what I expected. And then we had the Q&A, and I showed you guys the Red Sea of losses where it would consistently take like 10 losing trades in a row. And that was very difficult, but I also noticed that within myself, I've grown a lot over the last, 15 years. And because my confidence level, it's two things. One, my confidence level is high as hell, right? I'm confident in hell as hell when it comes to trading, right? Humble brag alert, when you have so many consistently profitable years as I do, knock on wood, you start believing like you're invincible. Now, I know I'm not invincible, but I'm very confident that in my abilities. That's one thing that helped. So I know, and I've also been through every psychological battle and mistake that you can make. So I'm very comfortable with my ability to kind of manage myself, manage my emotions, and not do dumb stuff. I'm really good at not doing dumb stuff, and it helps being a coach because you guys call me out on dumb stuff. But another thing is that the DKC was also a supplemental strategy. So it would be a different story if the DKC was my only strategy and I was only winning 35% of the time. But it happens to be that I've got all these other strategies that are winning at a higher rate. And then I have the DKC, which wins at a lower rate, but it doesn't hurt as much because it's only a piece of the puzzle. So going back to the real estate example, right? If I have one property, right, I'm live or die by that property. Does that make sense? If something goes wrong with that property, or if I have a vacancy in that property, right, my business is hurting because no one's in there. If I have 10 properties and I have one bad property, that one bad property doesn't hurt as much because the other 9 are doing well. So that helps as well. But understand, you're not locked in. You can change over time. And sometimes you see traders that need like, hey, I got to win 60% of the time because I'm new and I need that confidence and that's the only way I'm going to go. But then as you get older, I guess that scale tends to shift a little bit. We're like, okay, I'm okay with 50. I'm okay with 40. So that's part of the process is finding that out about yourself. And it does take trial and error, but if you can go through the right steps and be able to identify, or at least have an idea of what you think it is before doing it with live money, that will be a big plus in your trading because you'll lose less money that way. So something to think about. Ami says, I wince at back-to-back losing trades at practice. Haven't even started back testing yet. I'm definitely at least at 50% and above. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, you better get used to back-to-back losers. You guys better get used to losing a lot. This ain't one of those Instagram ads where you're going to win 100% of the time. Get used to losing. Focus, but that's why we focus on the process over outcome. Was it, the four types of trades, right? Winners, losers, good trades, bad trades. We're not worried about winners and losers. We're worried about good trades and bad trades. And remember, if you consistently take good trades, you're going to end up on the right side of things. So that's why focusing on that process is so key. I get you. It's not fun to lose. Not fun to lose. Now, before you go, leave me some feedback. If you're a trader who's been doing this for a while and you have an idea of kind of what your floor is, what your threshold is as far as win percentage goes, leave it below in the comment section on YouTube or the Q&A section here on Spotify. If you're someone that's new and you're not really sure yet, hey, leave what you think it might be, right? You're not locked in, you can always change. But I think seeing different opinions from different traders will help the newer traders realize like, hey, I can be a 50% trader and that's okay. Or wow, this guy's 30% and he can still be profitable, right? There's so much junk out there that I think it's important to hear and see real information from real traders. So that's why I've been loving the feedback that you guys have been given, and I want you to keep it up. All right, thank you in advance, and I'll see you guys next episode.